Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time. And joining me on the Western Hotline is WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist Patrick Hammer for his weekly Friday radio spot here on the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. And we hope not the last, of course, looking maybe for a few more weeks. That would be great. All right. But we got a wild card game coming up between the Bills and the Broncos here on Sunday. Pat, good playoff Friday morning to you, pal. Oh, did we lose him? He dropped. All right. Pat, we'll call you back. We're going to get Pat back. All right. So listen, we're going to go through all of this today with Pat Hammer. We got two games on Saturday. Tomorrow that we'll be talking about, but really one, because one's in a dome in Houston and the other is in Baltimore, which I think there's really good weather there in Baltimore. It's pretty warm, actually. We'll get with Pat on that. And of course, Sunday with the Bills, and then Sunday two other games, and then Monday night. All right, let's start this over again. Pat, happy football Friday morning to you and playoff Friday morning. Oh, I can't hear him. You got him? Okay. Pat, we're having trouble connecting with you. Maybe we can do it on the other line. I don't know. All right, we're going to do that right now. Okay, we're going to try one more time. Hold on. Here you go. We're going to try one more time, Pat Hammer, and maybe you can call him. Pat, we'll give you a call back. Sorry, folks. We were hoping to get Pat. We're hoping. It's third time a charm. Hold on. It's third time a charm. We got, what, Sunday's Packers at Eagles, Commanders at Buccaneers, and, of course, Monday night is going to be the game that gets moved from L.A. to Arizona. Can we try this one more time with Pat Hammer? I don't know. Pat, are you there? It might be on our end here. I don't know why. Let's use the normal caller line for Pat Hammer. Where are we going to do, Pat? We're going to put you on the normal caller line. Our hotline isn't working. Something happened. Sean McDermott's interview was so great, it kind of fried up our hotline is what had happened. So, Pat, we're going to call you back in a little while. Let me start with those games, though. We'll do it that way, and then we'll get Pat on for the radio interview. All right. Chargers at Texans. Here's the thing. I find it hard to go against the two favorites tomorrow. The Chargers are the favorite. The Steelers are the favorite. I find it hard to go against either of them, but I do see a path to victory for the Texans. I'm sorry, the Ravens are the favorite. I do see a path to victory for the Texans and the Steelers. The path for the Texans would be their pass rush. They have a very good pass rush, and we know that Justin Herbert's been banged up at times this year. The Chargers can run the ball a little bit. They've been better at it. They're not an incredible running team. I think that the Texans, because of their defense, and then a little C.J. Stroud magic at home, because I know he hasn't had the best year, but he is still a really talented quarterback. That could be the way. Nico Collins, of course, could be a game changer. I am still going to pick the Chargers. Could be a little closer than you think. Same thing with the Ravens and Steelers. I'm still going to pick the Ravens. Hard to go against them. The path to victory for the Steelers, though, line one, right? We'll go. You got it. Okay, you bring them up. We're going to bring up Pat Hammer right there. I hear the click, so I think we got Pat. But I could see the Steelers keeping it close as a division game and having familiarity. Pat, the bat signal is up. Are you with us, pal?
The fourth time is
yes.
A charm.
Thank you. Hopefully. Thank you. I don't know what happened there. Our apologies. That must have been on our end, and I apologize for that. So thank you for staying with me and all the listeners out there. I also apologize to you, but thank you for sticking with us. Happy Playoff Football Friday to you.
100%. So excited, thrilled. You know, I feel like this game, I've been waiting for this game for about 3.5 weeks, right? And I'm kind of like, let's do this.
Yeah.
The lead up for, you know, meaningful football has been a while. So I'm very excited for Sunday.
All right, Pat, let's do it this way. Let's start with the most important and absolutely, obviously terrible and tragic situation that's going on in L.A. The game has been moved between the Vikings and Rams because of the wildfires. But just from a weather and holistic and humanistic standpoint, let's talk about this and why this is happening, what it is like out there. And I know you have a very, very big connection to that area.
Yeah, I'm from Northern California, but I went to college not far from Pacific Palisades, and know a lot of people in the area, family in the area, evacuations a part of it. And I'm just now learning of those that I know well that have lost homes. There's been a few of them, but you know, you're just finding out now because they don't have a way to get a hold of you, or they put it out on social media, what have you. But it's a total tragedy. The aerials that we've all been seeing look like, I mean, worse than a war zone. I mean, it's just everything's gone. And I think the movement of the game makes sense to make sure that everybody available to provide assistance is available for that purpose and not others. And so it's a very sad situation in Los Angeles.
I get this question. I don't know. I'll ask you. How did these things start like that? There's like five of them going on, right? I know how they can continue to grow because of the Santa Ana winds. How do they start?
Okay, they start by something silly. Like I don't know. It's something as simple as a cigarette butt, or sometimes some kind of scraping of metal on the road, whether it's like a truck that scrapes against a guardrail. Sometimes it's an electrical line. But sometimes the spark is something so simple, and it starts in like somebody's backyard, or it starts on the side of the road, and these winds, I know it's cliche, but it's rocket fuel, and it just makes these fires explode. And the thing about Santa Ana winds, which are it's the wind direction, it's wind blowing from Santa Ana, which is inland, out towards the ocean. That's why it gets its name. Farther north, it's called the Diablo wind. The wind is worse at night, so that's why these fires tend to explode overnight, and the winds tend to slacken during the day. But the fiercest Santa Ana winds occur at night. Then it's sometimes hard to see. You can't really control them from the air at night too well either, so it's really hard to get a handle on them when they take off.
Yeah, what's in store now? I mean, obviously already complete devastation, but what about the weather outlook now out there and what it looks like over the next, you know, couple of...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Days to try and get these things under control.
Santa Ana winds are going to come back periodically over the next 5 to 7 days. We had a weak Santa Ana wind event this morning. There will be another one Sunday. And then next week, they don't look to be as menacing as the Santa Ana wind event from Tuesday. But these kind of offshore dry winds are going to continue with no rain in sight. Rain would help. It hasn't rained in L.A. in months. So it's a perfect a combination of all of these things. And then, of course, you know, fires in Southern California are a natural thing sometimes. But now we all live in fire country. There's so many homes now in the path of potential fires. So and then it burns out to the coast, and then, nowhere else to go. So it's happened before. It's happened in Bel Air in 1960s. It happened in Laguna Beach. It's happened in the Oakland Hills in the Bay Area. It happened in Paradise, California in 2017 near Chico, where Aaron Rodgers is from. He was involved with that cleanup. So these are a part of the California experience, but this is just beyond the one that just happened.
Yeah. Well, all of our thoughts, obviously, with people in California and what's unfolding there. It's just tragic to see. Of course, the game between the Vikings and Rams has been moved from SoFi Stadium in L.A. on Monday. They will still play Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, but that game will be in Arizona in Glendale, where the Arizona Cardinals play. Prior to that, on Sunday, let's work a little bit backward here.
Yeah.
You have the Packers at the Eagles at 4:30 p.m. in Philly, and then the night game, Commanders at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday night. What are we looking for? Any weather impact in those particular contests?
It's kind of nuts. Given all the crazy weather that's happened this week, or is happening now, where you have snow in farther southern latitudes, a couple of big storms this week, the weather looks decidedly quiet for Packers and Eagles. Clear skies. It will be chilly. Temperatures in the low 30s, light winds. And then for the Commanders at Tampa, it's going to cloud up a bit. But there in the 50s for temperatures, again, light winds. But it will be cool in Florida as well.
Yeah, they don't know how to handle 50s sometimes. It's too cold for them in Tampa, right?
Yeah, it's crazy cold when it's in the 40s and 50s there.
All right, so we'll start off with Saturday. Obviously, the game between the Chargers and Texans is in a dome, and I would expect that to be closed. If there was a weather issue, they would close it. So we'll skip that one. Go right to Steelers at Ravens tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
Luckily, despite weather surrounding the Baltimore area, it looks fine. Clear skies. It'll be chilly. Temperatures in the low 30s. There will be a little bit of a wind there, 10 to 20. But again, none of these games have really any impactful weather occurring, which is, it's amazing given how active the weather is actually right now. It's going to really quiet down this weekend.
You say luckily. I wish there was weather there. That would give the Steelers a little more of a chance, right?
You're right.
Even that's all right, though. Hey, you never know. All right, let's get to Sunday right here, Orchard Park, New York. Broncos at Bills. What are we looking at? Let's give us starting Sunday morning tailgating into the game and beyond.
Yeah, last week I said that there's something brewing for this weekend. There is a little something-something that comes tonight, so the game is going to be fine. We do have snow on the forecast tonight. For the game itself, I would not rule out, if you are tailgating, a quick snow shower, okay? This would be before the game. There is a little weak band of lake effect snow that may kind of move southwest to northeast up the shoreline. So if there is a brief snow shower mid to late morning, do not be surprised. The game itself looks fine. It looks like a very quiet day. Some clouds, temperatures right around 30, and very light wind. So I mean, kind of, it's kind of a boring weather game compared especially to playoff games that we had last year with all the snow that led up to them. Not the case Sunday.
It sounds like it's almost a carbon copy of when the Colts came here and the Dolphins came here for these wild card games.
Oh, my. I remember that game vividly.
Yeah.
It was cold. It was in the – you had sunshine and you dressed for cold, but all of a sudden I was peeling off layers. I couldn't peel them off fast enough because it felt so warm in the sun. It's just like that game against Miami.
All right. So I know that players and coaches, they can never look ahead. You're never allowed to do that. But here on the Northtown Automotive Football Playoff Friday Extra Point Show, we are allowed to look ahead because what if the Bills do win this game? They will play at home again next weekend. My sense is they would play Sunday based on how the NFL does it. But what would Saturday and Sunday look like next weekend in Orchard Park?
Okay, and I'm not saying this to get you to tune in for sure on Friday, but there is we're sniffing something out for next weekend, and I'm saying that the signs are there of cold air coming down across the Eastern Lakes during the middle of next week, and then something brewing in that cold air as a little warm air sneaks in for Sunday. I have my eyes wide open for the potential of some active weather next weekend, and especially on Sunday, okay? Yeah. Some of the long-range charts that we look at, and remember, again, days away, they have a snowstorm on Sunday's charts. You can't buy into that wholeheartedly at this point. Things change, things move around, and you don't look at a weather chart from 10 days away and marry yourself to it. But that's what some of them are showing. So just our radar is up for the bat signal is up for next Sunday for sure.
All right. Well, let's get through this one and hope that we have a game to talk about next weekend, whether it's Saturday or Sunday on Friday next week. My man, as always, thanks a lot and appreciate what you do. Look forward to talking to you next Friday before the divisional round.
That conversation will happen.
I got it, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. That is Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We will take a timeout. We'll come back here and briefly wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Playoff Football Friday.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.